B'shus Avi Mari. We're holding my Simon Reish Ches. We just ended Simon Reish Zayin discussing the Sugah Bracha Achroina on Paris. That's Borin of Foshes Rabbis. And here now we're discussing the Bracha Achroina on the Heiminim, on these, we're discussing the Zayin that says in the Torah. That means we have in Pashas Ekev, it's giving the Shvach Voido of Eretz Yisrael. So Perches, Potsuches, it says over there in the Pasuk, five Paris and two different types of wheats. It says the case of Eretz Chita V'Sa'ira, two different types of wheats. And then Gefen V'Te'ena V'Rimoin, Eretz Zayin Shemen Udvash. Then we have the five types of Paris. When it says Gefen, it means Anovim. When it says Dvash, it means Tamarim. When it says Shemen, it means Zaysim. Therefore, first in the five Paris, the Mechaben Sif Aleph starts off saying, Aloch over here, we make a brachom ein sholosh. Why? K'nishtabchu behem Eretz Yisrael. This is what was praised Eretz Yisrael with. The Shaitz Tzinyan gets involved. A Shaila, if this din of ein sholosh is drabon or the Raisa, we'll get to the end of Simni Reish Tess over there. The Mechab of Paskin's drabon. We'll see the Chalkim over there. There is a second question. What is the nosach of ein sholosh to get to the case of Paris? That'll be the loch in Sif Yud. Be'ez Hashem, we'll get back to in a week. That's Sif Aleph. Sif Beis is the other two cases, the two mini dog in the Torah says over here. In the two mini dog in, there are two which are five over here. There are two cases in the Torah, Chitin, which is wheat, and Sa'urin, which is barley. Then come along Rashi, Nachem Dalet, and he brings down, there are Kusmin, which is a type of Chito, and the Shbola Shol and Shifoin, which are a type of Sa'ura. So it comes out what we're calling the Hei Mine Dogon, Vesem, the two mini dogon, and Kusmin is part of Chito, and Shbola Shol is Shifoin is part of Sa'ura. Now Kusmin, in the simple understanding that Olam accepts, is spelt. That means you have spelt bread. Shbola Shol, the Olam says, is a case of oats. And the case of Shifoin, what they call it, rye bread. Those are the five mini dogon we're discussing now in Sif Beis over here. Now, in Sif Beis, we have a Reisha and we have a Sefer. Both of them are full with Torah over here. Each one. First, the Reisha has a loch over here, a case of Maisa Gedera. That means to get the five grains, that's in what bracha to make upon it, there can be four different types of brachas. A person can make a Maisa Gedera of Mazinus. We can make, if we compare to the case of a pas, Hamaitzi. If it's raw or roasted, we can make Adama. If it's flour, it's Shahakal. That's Sif Beis Gimel Dal Hei. That's the case over here. Mazinus, Hamaitzi, Adam, and Shakal. Those are the four Sifim over here going through why these five grains, what the bracha is, and Meidel, what the bracha coin over here is. So first, to get to the Sif Beis Akdama, discussing a suga of Maisa Kedera. What's a Maisa Kedera on flour we make in Mazinus? Otherwise, we'll not have this bracha. The Mechaba's first words are Chamisha Mida Dogin. The halacha over here is Dogin Shesholkon. What's a shulchan? Sounds like it was cooked well. Fact among Avram, over here it's saying it's a case of Maisa Gedera to Mazinus. In Sif Dalet, says the Mechaber, that's a case that's not the Derech, and therefore it's a case of Adama. Mechaber says one time Mazinus, one time Adama, steers Mechaber. Among Avram wants to answer that this case is different than Sif Dalet. That over here discussing when you cooked it very well, you mashed it, this Ma'achu, you mashed it, it lost its Tzura, that's Nichol Negeda on Maisa Gedera. Mash Enkin Sif Dalet. Mishnah Berurah comes along and says, he points out, the Lechur the Torah Sefer in the Mechaber, the Ma'amokim is the Rambam, and the words over here should be a case of Shecholkom. It was split over here. And therefore, he says, look at the going this way, look at the Yad Ephraim, brings out the base David, Maimon Mordechai. They were attending the Girsa, the Avon of the Mechaber, it was split. He goes up further, he says, La Locha, I agree to the Mogar Rom. The Vada, if your case over here, it's got mashed very well together. As you get a Maisa Gedera, that's not Pshan in the Mechaber. So first Pshan in the Mechaber, we have two Avonos, we have Machloikis, Mogarvom versus the Mishnah Berurah. Next, if you read slowly the cases over here in Sif Beis and Sif Dalet, it seems there are Baruch 9 separate cases to discuss what Nichol in the category of Maisa Gedera. Try to make it simple, at least how I understand it for now, is there are three groups and 9 cases. The Metzius over here is, first, a person, they have a kernel over here. In the case of wheat, first there's a cleep around it, which they call the bran. And then you have inside the kernel itself, which is an endosperm. That means usually what's happening, a person, he mills it, he takes off the bran, that bran is for Michael Behema, and what we're eating is a kernel inside over here. What happens if some odd reason people start eating bran today? Mice is Michael Behema, what broch we make upon that? So we already discussed in Simon Reish Dalet, it's La'derech Achilo, again for health reasons people do eat it. We point out, Be'ik this from say, again, Be'fakbekim, the loch is you make a shackle on bran by itself. So bran by itself is shackle. If it's 100% bran, there are numerous cereals that say they're bran. They're not 100% bran. They're flour inside. They're flour inside. With the klal kol sheyesh boy, if will be a bracha mezoinis, 100% bran, just a steuben around it. That's shahakol. Now, to get to our case, discussing the kernel itself per se, there are three cases over here. Again, three groups. One group over here, we have garinim shleimim. That means basically you have whole kernels. You have a kernel with the klip around it, with the bran around it. You came along and you cooked it over here. So you have this kernel, the klipa, the bran, and you cooked it. What's the halacha in that case? So that's you see over here, there are four cases to discuss. We have this cooked bran that's a whole, together on it. This thing that's a garnim shleimim. First, you have one case where you took this garnim shleimim, you cooked it. The maisa, it did not stick together. It's not mashed over here. The locher is very simple. Mishmur speaks out, Sivkon Tezvav. It's not domo. That means it's not a maisa kedera. Has no chshivish over here to be together of mezainus over here. And therefore, the locher is going to be a case of a domo. The shell will be, what's the bracha choyna? That's going to be sif dalad, and therefore you should not eat it only with chasuda, according to the nochin lachmer, agami paski bar nefashis. That's one level. A second level, when again you have this group over here, where you have this cooked whole kernels over here, but let's say this ma'achu k'tzas, a little bit, it came mashed. You can still tell it's a whole kernel, but not fully over here. See the shayit, see in sefkot min ches, mistapik, sofik. That means not only do you have a sofik now in the bracha achroino, you have bayah also in the bracha rishayin over here. A third case, let's say you have these cooked whole kernels, and in this case, that this ma'achu yafo, you mashed it very well, lost the tzura, that says the Magaram, that's Pshat of the Mechaber, read the Levush that way, it's clear that way, and Meshavuah brings a loch, agrees a loch lamaisa, that's bar mina mezoinis. That's not a shayla. So it comes along if it's without being nismayach, adoma, nismayach tzas, sofik, nismayach legamim bar mina mezoinis. A fourth case in this cooked whole kernels, come along with Moshe, near the Chuvan Archaim Chedk Aleph, in Simon Samaches, he says, even if they're shleimim, if the case over here, they stuck together, make a bracha, bori mine mezoinis. They seem to be that they asked him, what exactly do you mean? So the Chelik Dali says, Jewish people are asking, what do I mean over here? So he says, I mean like this, if they're shleimim, and the klipa is still on top of it, read the Mogavim slowly, the klipa is there, it's old kernels over there. But they being stuck together, still bori mine mezoinis. It's not nismachu klal, being stuck together. He says, why? The fact they're sticking together are the whole kernels. It must be they're split. Must be they're not whole kernels. They're not whole kernels. They look like shecholkon. And therefore shecholkon, the look is bar mina mezoinis. So he has the kimtu, and Moshe says, if you have whole kernels with the bran atop, stick together, also mezoinis. So again, in the first group, we have four different cases over here. Three in the Mishnah Brua, one in the Moshe. The second group, a case shechotshon. Chotshon means basically you milled it. Milled it means you took you did a process to remove the stube and the bran to take it off, and you only left with a kernel inside. Here also there are four cases to discuss over here. First, a person when he mills it, he takes it off again, just left with a kernel, and does not stick together. It's not in the smachu. It's not mashed. Does not lose its tzura. You have a whole kernel over there. What's the loch in that case? Come along with Magavram. He says, what makes a machloikis Rambam, verse Tosfos Rabbeinu Yoina. The Rambam says, it's nichol to get a bari mina mezoinis on maisa kedera. Masha'enke, Tosfos Rabbeinu Yoina, it does not have the klal being stuck together, will be the halacha of not a maisa kedera, only has a get of bari pri ha'domo. Now the Shartzinus of Kodin Chof points out, that's how the Magavram understands machloikis the Rambam on Tosfos Rabbeinu Yoina. However, the Oilis Ephraim, the Chai Odom, and that's from the Aruch HaShulchan, they disagree. They say, L'chore, there is no machlekes, it sounds like. And both inside the Rambam, inside the Rabbeinu Yona, agree, has to be nistabek, has to be stuck together. But the Mishnah Brua, in the Mishnah Brua, Paskins like the Mogar Ramaz Malach, The machlokes yishen will be the Rambam verse Taisu ben Yoina. If it's not stuck together, what the halacha is? Therefore, the Shmur writes in Sifkot Dalid and in Sifkot Tezvav, what's the correct thing to do when it has no shell to it, but it's not stuck together? Nochin not eat it p'teichas yudo. And he says, besides for the Bayah Bracha Achroino. Because we're not sure, we have machlokes, the Rambam, verse the Ben Yoina over here. David the Swarm, who usually follow the Mishnah Berurah, being now Lachal Maisa, when it's a whole entire kernel not stuck together, we have Machlaikis, and we have a Sofik. A second in Kimto, when you have this case where it was milled already, what's the case? Let's say this Ma'achu Legami, got mashed totally. That's a Pashkim say, a Kolshkin from a whole entire kernel. A Vada, that's the case of Bari Mina Mizainis. Our third in Kimto in this group over here, let's say this Dabik Tsas together, stuck a little bit together. In the first group, the Mishnah Berurah is Masopik. Over here, come on, the Mishnah Berurah Sifkot and Tes Vav, and the Shari students Sifkot and Tes. Says in this case, Bar Mina Mizainis. That's the Prima Godim over here. So over here comes out this level when it gets stuck together a little bit is Bar Mina Mizainis. A fourth case in this group over here when you milled it. Let's say when you milled it, you took off the bran, but part of the kernel itself also got removed. Part of the kernel got removed. When he calls pearl barley. The Mishmur called pearl groifin, which is pearl barley. That means you go to the store, you buy these grisei pnimim, all over the place. What broch do you make upon it? Do you make a domo? Do you make a bari mina mezainis? Mishmur brings out, and Chaim Sanzer says, it's poshut, you make a bari mina mezainis. Call it nichel negedon shocholkon. The Maisi Mishmur says that might be the minig, he doesn't understand, he goes, but he ends up saying, ein limchleis. Maisi is not happy with it. Ein limchleis over here. The Maisa, look among the Svarim, where Moshe had a Tshuva and says, no, we paskin, the halacha is Bari Mina Mezainis. The Aruch HaShulchan says, that's where we paskin, and therefore the Likud Svarim, the Shaar Bracha, the Zaysa Bracha, they come along with paskin, not like the Mishnah Berurah, the Chachila person makes a Bari Mina Mezainis. However, they do point out, in this fourth level over here,
because
part of it is removed. Part of the kernel itself is removed.
And therefore it fits into the...
Yes. Okay. Yeah. However, they point out, the Zaysa Bracha, Shai Bracha, they say, you go to the market, what they call pearl barley, the numerous ones in the market. And the metzias in different bags seem to be different things. The certain ones today, they can have pearl barley, that just the shell is off, and nothing of the kernel itself is off. You have certain ones, that the part of the kernel is off. Some of them are being shaped, some are not being shaped. The Eva of Zaysa Bracha says, he writes it safer anyway, but Kim knows. You can look in the bag and tell what type of pearl barley that you have. I'm not a baki. He writes exactly how to go tell. But he says it's not that simple. The Mishmur says pearl barley. Grisei pnimim. You go to the store and then different types, and some of them are taking off part of the kernel. Some of them are not doing it. Nafkmina will be, do you pass him bari minimum zainas? Or case of Adomo. The Mishmur is from Dubing Dano. Moshe says, let's say you're not sure. The Mishmur is over here. If it's pearl barley that took off part of it or not, Moshe still says, you make a bari mina mezainis. Why? Because you still always have the Rambam Shito that says, once the shell is off, even though not nistabek, the loch is a case of mezainis. So even if you misopik, says Moshe, the loch is still bari mina mezainis. However, the question is, what's the sofik? Me, I'm a sofik? I don't know anything. I don't even know what pearl barley is. Sofik has to be the people who look, and they can't tell. I'm really a dashoitim. So l'chura has to be people who look and can't tell. Then at sofik you make a bari mina mezainis. Could be after it's cooked also. I'm not sure how to look at it. But look, if it's a real sofik to people who know can't tell, eich lamitz mezainis. Chura for me is not nichol neged of a sofik. Well, it is a sofik, but not mitzad sofik. Looking at it, mitzad dashoitim over here. Fine. That's four cases when it's milled. A third group, very simple, shecholkan. It's a whole entire kernel that got split over here that does not stick together. That's not nismachu. Come along the halacha. Mishmuos of Kadam Gimel. Very clear in the numerous Shushanim. That's also nichel the category of Maisa Kedera. Maisa Kedera. That means again, in Maisa Kedera, we have one case where it's whole kernels. We have four halachas in that case. We have a case where it's milled. We have four different kimtas to discuss. And one case, Shacholkan. That avada the case of Boy Minim and Zainus. Now, practically, most cases, they were discussing a case of Cholent. In Cholent, people put in different types of barley. That's clear. But even those who like eating healthy, I put in the whole barley, the whole entire kernels inside. They point out when it cooks for a bunch of hours, it gets stuck together, and therefore it won't make a difference. And the loch is bari mina mezainis. That's every standard shulin, no matter what barley you're putting inside, should be boim mezainis on the barley. Now the question is, but let's say it's a meat of barley, which now leads to the second half of sepeis over here, the sugya of kol sheyesh bo. We know negate to food, negate to brachas, we had a bunch of times, we'll get back to in some ratio beis beikir, that we are not sure what a person is eating. We have a kalav of ikir and tafel, the ikir will make a bracha boim meat of mezainis, or shakal, or damo. Mashek and the tafel always goes after the thing itself. When that's a meat. That means Bedar Klal, until now, we know the sugya of Roy versus Miyat. Roy defines the Iker. Come along, we have a sugya, a Klal over here. The Gemara brings down, Kol Sheish Boi Mehe Minim. The Brach is, Boi Minim Mezainis. There are two Gemaras that says it. We have one Gemara, Daflam Avav and Beis. The Gemara brings down, that Rav Shmuel, Amr Tavayu, anyone has Chamishas Aminim, or there's different types of grain over here, Boi Minim Mezainis. The Gemara says, what's a Chiddush? You might think Dafa stands by itself. Kamashmon, even any teruvos, loch is very minim zaynus. The Gemara Daf Lamed Zayin Beis brings down a case of Riyata. Riyata Rashi says it's chavetz kedera. Chavetz kedera Rashi writes Lamed Vav Beis is a case of flour, honey, and oil that got mixed together. The Gemara starts with saying Rava that in the Chalkoi, the loch is since it's allowed kamach inside is very minim zaynus. Mash and kinde mechuzo and bnei krach over there's not too much flour inside. Therefore, the loch is shakal niyem dvaray. He said the devash. However, Hodo Amarava, he was chayz and said, no, I did bari minim mezainis. Once we have a klal of Rav and Shmuel that kol sheyesh bo chameshus haminim is the ikker, we always make a bracha bari minim mezainis. On this case of Riyato, the case of chavetz kedera. There's a gemara daf lamites that Rav Ashi b'gzan who is in the shiva of Kahana that a case of there tavshila de silka. When they had the tafshil of silka with flour inside, it says over there that when it was not too much kemach, you make a bari piya dama. Once the lifta and the lav kemach inside, you make a bari minim zaynis. Kemlo Rav Ashi was hard, he was chayz and says, no, I di bari piya dama. Adama. Why? Because the only reason the kemach was put inside is for the case of the ladabik. Make it stick together. So even though we know we have the kal kol sheish boy, whether it's a raiv or the meat over here, that's the ikr. But the Gemara speaks out, but Avadis Ladabek that does not have the Cheshivas over here of Bari Minim Zainis. That means the Sadi Kol Sheyesh Boi is for Mosin. It's from Zainis, as a Cheshivas, even though it's a Miyot, we're given the getter of the Ikka over here. Mash Ekin Ladabek, I'm not coming to go eat it. Come to the whole things together, there's no Cheshivas over here. Once we clearly have these two different levels over here, we have a case of Lesvia is the Ikka, and we have a case of Ladabek is Avada Tafel over here. You get involved discussing Barak 10 different cases over here. What's nichl in the definition of the Dabik? What's nichl in the definition of the Sviya? So, first, one case. Sviya, Lasoid, to fill you up, to satisfy you. That's Poshit, even though it's a meat over here. We have the Klal Kol Sheyesh Boi. Allah. A second, case of the Dabik. Toysid Aflam Vavam Bey says, that's nichl together of not Kol Sheyesh Boi. It's always the meat. Kiveka points out why Toysid is saying it. That's Gemara Daf Lamed Tes. Fine. A third case. Let's say you put something inside for Reyach. Smell. It's not hold together, but smell. People enjoy eating things that smell better. So you're doing it for the eating process. Can you enjoy it when you eat? Is that for eating? Is that no? That's a case of holding it together and not to eat. So the Rambam, when he says over this halacha, he says something you put inside the Reyach, that's about like Ladabek. That's no chshivas in and of itself. It's to help out the food. And basically, we go back to the Mechaber and Simon Reish Dalad in Sif Yud Beis. He says, Kain that, he says, for a Reyach, it's not Nichol Negeder of an Iker, it's always a Tafel, even though it could be a case of Mezainis. A fourth case, let's say you put it inside for color. Presentation is very, very important. Whether, certainly if you're a girl, even for men, the Gemara Brachas brings down, people should see their food, they appreciate it better. So you put it in for the case of Litzvaya, a presentation, that's to eat. You enjoy what you eat over here. Is that Nichol Negeder of Eichel or Ladabek? Is that Litzvio? So again, you look up the Rambam, he says the case of Litzvio Tavshel. And again, look at the Mechaber Reish Dalet Sifyut Beis over there. Seems to say, like this Rambam, Litzvio is Nichol Negeder of Ladabek. We won't have the Cheshivas over here of coming to eat. You're not coming to eat it. Coming just for presentation. Another case, let's say you're putting in to eat before the texture. You like the crunch. You want the softness. The Avnezer brings down in Tshuva that Zakenim want to eat meat, so it was hard for them. They put a flour inside to make it softer, the meat. And then they would eat it. They put flour inside for children's food to make it easier for them to eat. So you're doing it for the eating process. But you're not doing it for the eating process. You're doing it to make it easier to eat over here. So it says Adonai again, the Chodeshani brings down, and the Svarim locked to bring down. That's not for Yechilo. That's Ladabik, to hold together, to make it easier for the meat. You want to eat meat. I need a way to eat the meat. Either has to be held together, or I have to have this texture over here, like the crunch over here. A sixth case, which leads to a tumul, let's say I want bigger portions. That is also a case of presentation. You say I'm doing it because I want bigger portions to eat. We see the assertion that Taz brings down, the person has a riboy over here. He sends you to Sugi of Yerodeya, Simakov Gimel. Then by Sugi of Noisi Tam Lavgam, you want to make more over here. There's another Shivas over here. I want to make it bigger. I need more. Portion need more. The Amnezer, he said, when he had this meat with flour inside, so people asked him what bracha to make on the meat with flour inside. So he asked, why is the flour inside the meat? Some people told me, you know why? It's Ladabek. Someone told him why it's easier to eat. And he went to his mother and asked, Mommy, why are you putting flour inside? So you know why? Because we're poor, we need more portions over here. Made it bigger. His mother told him, we're making bigger portions. What's the halacha of making bigger portions? Not the sfiyah. I'm not coming to satisfy me. Not coming to make myself full over here. I'm doing it just nicer to serve the table more. There's small things over here. Right now, it's not the sfiyah. They're very clear. The Avnei is saying it's just to look like we're eating more, not that we're eating more. We're not doing it for that reason. We'll get to a case with Islas. This is a case purely to make it bigger. There are certain times you have tons of food, but it looks nicer with more over there. Avnei says, depends. If you're poor, for Sviya, it'll be something else. And Echonami speaks it up. He says, in his case, the mother was saying it was not because of his Sviya, his mother saying just to make it bigger over here. So Avnei says, he brings out Piskirit. One time, in the case of La'ovus, making things thicker, that's also Ladabik. It's also just for you to eat the thing itself. It looks nice as a nichli getter of a presentation over here. The Chodeshani went this way. The Zebracha went this way. That even though you're fluffing it up, it looks like you're making it bigger, but you're doing it beside presentation, which is Ladabik. They ask this question to the Chaznish, what the loch over here is. They get it to when you have your filter fish or flour inside. So one sefer brings down that he asked him and said, Avada, it's Ladabek. Another Sefer says, what it means is for the case of to eat over here. And therefore, it depends if the Chodeshani is quoting it, is the Chmorachai quoting it. And therefore, the Urch Zabenu brings it down. Yes, the two Shmuas from the two people of Ishnavanim. It's not clear exactly when they're doing it to make things bigger, what the loch over here is. The Bani Osh, but Bani Osh, when he discusses this question, he says, really depends. If you're doing it meat with flour inside, what are you eating meat for? For Sviya. So flour inside is for Sviya. You can fill the fish with the flour inside. What are you eating for? It's the first course. The main course is coming on later. The fish is just more of a forespice. That's not a case of sviyah. So flour inside will not be for sviyah. You can get involved, maybe shalshudas, when the only thing you need is fill the fish. Now the flour switched to a case of sviyah. Yesh lodin. Mice is a shal among the achwinim. When you make things bigger, what's the shikal das question over here? How to look upon it? Is that making it bigger because you want to eat? Or is that presentation? Is that seva? Is that reyach? No, it's bigger to eat because it's more over here. However, they discuss, let's say you're making it bigger purely to mechavet people that way, just to honor a person, not because you're poor, because to honor people that way, that the Chodesh Shani Yerushalmi says, that's still his presentation. Fine. So we have one tumul be'ikr negeh to what's the lach would make things bigger without portions. And again, about could be medayik ataz this way, that way. The second main tumul over here is a loch that you put in for tam. For taste, for tavel. It's not there for sviya. It's not for the soy disalev. It's not there ladabek. You're putting it for taste. I want the taste over here. What is that exactly? So, if you read the Rishonim slowly, it's clear to Machlokes Rishonim. You read the Paiskim, it's clear to Machlokes. Abiyashiv Kidua, it's brought down to his farm that he certainly was Chazer. Question what he came out with Maskono. Shlomo Zalman is brought down also. He said certain things and he was Chazer. You have to know also what he really held. I see clearly from the Gedolim the fact that Machlokes Rishonim, Paiskim, and the Gedolim go back and forth about it. It's not that simple. Rizayis HaBracha, he wrote about it, and he really, every Madura seemed to have a different Avona understanding over here. And he's marked this bloom about this question over here. And really, to know what the halacha go to, you have to get the last matura. What do you go do? Pisach halacha, Rabbi Forrest, also, he has a bloom to mark this question over here. What do you go do the case? What is the tam? Because it's not for presentation. I want to eat it. It's not for tam. It's not reich reich. It's purely just a smell. Yeah, I want it in my mouth. I want to eat it. It's a true of eating. There is only when it dissolves. But here's my moshes here. You see it, right? Because reish dalos drop different. If you pass on reish dalos, that itself is a problem. So the ma'aseh, if you want, there's a me'iri in the sugya daf lamed zayin. He writes that you put inside kemach harbe lemosik is a tam. You put in a lot of flour for tam shiboy. What's the halacha? He says very clearly the idea over here is not the ikur. You're putting in a lot of flour. Avad is not the ikur over here. As you get of a toffel, for tam, black, white, me'iri. There's a rashba by osnaf lamed zayin, by the sugya of riato, by the chavetz kedaira. He has two lashonos over there. In the second teretz, he says, you put in silas latayim lach shiroi, has a get a kol shiyesh boy. The simple reading of the rashba is, latimoi, for tam, is nichol get a kol shiyesh boy. So the simple understanding everyone starts off with is there's a Be'iri versus a Rajbo. This Tam has a get of Kol Sheish Boy or not. Now, they get involved with, first of all, and they quote the Rajbo, correct. The Beis Seder quotes this Rajbo, and the Mishmur quotes this Rajbo. Question is, first of all, the Be'iri, someone says in Das Yochid, the Madani Osher, the Rajbo, Betzim has two Lashonis, and the question why the Mishmur and Beis Seder brings down this Rajbo. There are other ways to understand the Rashba. The Zayis of Brachas has a snapshot on the Rashba over here. And there's a big mevucha, which Rishonim we take on. How do we paskin? How do we understand the Rishonim over here? And again, come on, every Sefer has a Sefer in Brachas. Has, besides what they wrote inside, they have always a second Maduro, and always Mark the Maluim, and some are Chayzer, some try to defend themselves, and then they get a third Maduro. And every Sefer of Brachas seems to go back and forth over this question, which is not clear, which then that itself you have to know why it's not clear for. Why can somebody just write to Rishonim Paiskim something like Tam? Why is that?
Well,
the Tam can negate Issa v'Heter. There's nothing to do with negate Sugya Brachas. Now, I'll say over, at least I've heard from years from Berkowitz and from Rubin. Now, to be clear, Kubi already was blinded by their Mahalach, because I heard years from them. They came in the same Mahalach, say how they say over. It's clear among the Swarm, we'll get to what the Swarm say out. But I think it's a yashus way how they're saying it over. Again, I think it's that yashus because that's what I've heard for years. The way how Roberkowitz, he says it over, he points out a person has salty fish and he wants to eat it with something just to hold it or to make it not as salty, not to really bother him. You eat it with bread. Mamash with bread. Sounds like the Mishnah Daf and Dalit. Even though you're having bread, kol sheish boy, the loch is, the ikur is a fish. Mamash enkei, the bread is a toffel. Therefore, you make a bracha only shakal over here. That means, come along with Berkowitz with the yisoid. First, you have to tell me what you are eating. If you tell me you're eating fish, agam this mezainus there, the ikur is a fish. Only when you ask me what am I eating, I say I'm eating two things. When I'm eating two things over here, I'm eating a steak sandwich. I have bread over here and I have steak over here, two things over here. Then, what's halacha? We go after kol sheyesh boy. Kol sheyesh boy sounds that way in the psich of the Pirim Kodim. Kol sheyesh boy beats out only roiv, and not more than that. That means if you have in a case of ikur and everyone knows what you're eating, that's the ikur. When you do not have an ikur, eating two things, then usually the klal is by all foods go after roiv and miyot. Over here, by kol sheyesh boy, we would not go after roiv and miyot, we go after mezainis. One case where we saw this concept already in Simon Reish Aleph, Reish Beis Sif Aleph. We had a case of the Kunditoin. We had a third and a third and a third of wine, of peppercorn, and a case of Vash. Over there, the meat was a case of Yain. Says the Mishabur is coming to give tam to the Yain. Avad the Yain is the Iker. I am the because why the Iker? Avad is the Yain. Mash Enkin av Yain and Sheikh says Ramah. What's halacha? We go after Roiv. Well, okay, I want both. Then they go after Roiv. So we see in the foods where Mimchalak. When I want both, it's Roiv. When I don't want both, I want something, that's always Iker, Gam and Samiyot. On that case over there, Kol Sheish Boy, is Beduik, the Pirim Kodim, is going to beat out when I have Roiv versus Miyot, or beat out the concept of Roiv, because Mezainis is Choshev. but I know exactly what I'm eating. Nevada, that's sick over here. This is what I'm eating. That's sicker. That means just a way how a Berkowitz always says over his Marshall is a classic example. A chocolate covered raisin. I know certain some argue. He says over when a person eats a chocolate covered raisin, why is he eating it hard? He wants the raisin with the flavor of the chocolate to eat. He wants the chocolate with the flavor of the raisin in charcoal. He wants both. When I think most people want both, go after Roiv. You take out a measuring stick. You have to measure what Roiv over here is. But you have to find what I'm eating over here. Therefore, I come along with this mahalach. The kol sheish bo is very important. If I know I'm eating schnitzel, I'm eating the meat with flavor on top of it, avad, I'm eating meat. That's the ik over here. Ke'in ze, Rav Rubin, when he gives over shir about it, his nosach, how he says it over, he says he started like this. Everyone agrees when something is a spice, it's never the ikker. Look at Enver Shtalit over here. But this far a posh thing, you put spices inside food, avad, he can tell me that you put spices, that's mezainis inside, that's going to be the ikker. It's a spice. Come to lahakshir, something else over here. Give time to something, but the vada, that's not the ik over here. Then he says, you put in croutons in the soup. The ik is a soup. He says, the vada, you put in tons of croutons for the kids. It might be the ik is the croutons. Or maybe it's a shovel, a kosher boy. But they said over here, it's things in a spice. Then came along with Reuben and expands the idea of spice. He wants to say schnitzel, the coating around it, is better a spice than a schnitzel. I once was in Shir. Reuben spoke about this numerous times, back 15 years ago, maybe 20 years ago. Zaysa Bracha was in Shir. But Mendelbaum was there. She said, oh, with Reuben about it, about how far he takes these Yisoid over here. I mean, even though we have Yisoidus over here, something in the spice, but how far do you take the concept of the spice? I mean, even though Zaysa Bracha seems to agree and is safer this way, at least now he does, but the question is how far I take Yisoid over here. So again, so they get to the case of Latam, again. Yeah, Tom has a get of spice, correct. And we'll get to maybe, we'll speak out the cases. First, get to Klolim. That means, the get to, what is Tom? The get to, is Nichol the get of the Dabeg? Or Nichol the get of Achilo? So, the way how, again, Berk with his Avono, and Reuben with his Avono, usually is Nichol the get of the Dabeg. Why either is Nichol the get of a spice, or is Nichol the get of not the Iker? And once we know the Iker is, then we'll go after always the ikker. Yesh mefakfim, they go disagree. The words of the Mishnah Berurah is latimoy. Anything latimoy says pisrei halacha are forced. That's nichol negeder of eating. Eating, there was always a case of mezainis. So there's a big mavuchal negeder latimoy. What is that? A ninth case to discuss was nichol negeder of achila versus ladabek. Mezayis habracha being done for Moshe and Shuvah discusses when people eat things because they're there. That means you have to. He says, let's say you have a bowl of soup. We had it before in Reish Dalet, and you have a strand or two of lakshin. You don't plan to eat lakshin soup. It just happened to be there. In most cases, you're eating ice cream with a cone. So you're eating the ice cream ikker. They put in a cone to have to hold in something. You'll eat the cone. Has a cloud kol sheish boy? You're eating it because it's there. Right? Us people eat because it's in front of us. That's not nichol neged kol sheish boy. It's no kshivas. Not mach. I'm not coming to go eat it. I am eating it. I'm eating it because it's there. That's not nichol negeder. It's kein idea ledabek. Agam, I'm eating it. There's no kavon at all to eat it. That's not, can't give any chshivas to it. Would he not be machshivit? A tenth case to discuss over here is Beth Mataz over here. What if we have a case over here?
People want the cone.
I'm asking, he said, well, you don't want. But Moshe Chu right. If you want the cone, and then you have to get involved in the whole different question, what makes something one? That means, in our circular Kol Sheish Boy, we're discussing things that are one, and the Mezonis will win out. Is things a pie crust with the pie inside, is that really one or two? That we'll have to get to define that iteration base. We didn't define what makes something one yet. Ice cream cone with the ice cream inside, is that two things or one? But on the tzad, it is one. We're discussing right now, on the tzad, something is one. There's a whole different circuit, a whole different thing, kind of worms you can discuss, that what's a loch of what defines things as being two, what defines being one. That's a different circular ratio base. We'll leave it to that. The tenth point over here discuss, let's say we know already it's the Zabek. 100% stuck together. But the mouth that's here is Roiv. Coming Letazik discusses, well, coming only here to stick together has no chshivas of being an Eichel. Therefore, we cannot say Kol Sheish Boy. But in itself, the ma'aseh eating it, in itself is ra'iv. So to go after the fact that in itself is ra'iv over here, and if it, even though you do not have the klal kol sheish boy, but the ra'iv itself always wins out, ra'iv versus amir. Or no, the reason why something stuck together doesn't count, I'm not coming to go eat it. So no shiva, I'm being an oichel over here. Again, he sends you to Yerdei Asim Kuf Gimel, the fact that I'm making something bigger and more, but it's still a nice time of gam, has a chshivas over here. The Achorim say, Yavada, it's not a clear dimin one sugya to another. And even the Taz and the day is a misopik. Maisim the Shartzin, when he brings it down to Sivkot and Yukimel, he points out that first of all, there's a Mata Yehuda that says over here, the loch is, it's not bottle, and we will go after the Roiv on the Stabek. Asal Sheni, look at the back over here. The earliest Tomei, the Avnezer, they pass in, for the Kertel is bottle. But the Vadam come to eat is the Ikke over here. Mishmu, the way how he passed, he says, a second point is Kaman HaTshayach. How in the world can have something that's Dabek that the Kimto over here is a situation that I don't want to eat? It's not mostly that a case that it's Reiv and only this Dabek. So really, he got around the question by discussing it. It's not really that common this situation. The Gam today, Yeshlotin, that's how he understands it. That number one, there's a Shal among the Taz. Taz has a Sophic. The Maisei says, not much in this case. That means right now we have really three things what was from leave as really as a Sophic over here. Get to the fourth thing. Number one, what's the loch in the gate to Tam? Mavucha is Tam itself, Nichol Geder Vachilo, or Nichol the Geder of only the Stabek. Number two, something they make bigger. Is that only for a presentation? Or is that something to eat over here? And number three, what's the loch when you have something Lidabek and it's Roiv over here? The Taz Shaila, a Sophic. The Chor, just to end off with two more points before we get to cases. When we're discussing over here to define what something is put inside, why flour is put inside, who do you go after? The one who made it or the one eating it? Let's say your mother says you put in why only the flour to make sure in the gefilte fish it sticks together. But you're eating it because you like flour. Do you go after the maker or the eater? Who defines what it is? So the Chodeshani writes, partially go after the one who makes it. The one who makes it. It sounds like certain from Yeshlonim that so not. So the Maisa, yes, I say, Shari Yeshua Chelikei, not sure he is. He the Maisa said, Avadi, go after the one eating it over here. And see, afterwards, certain from the Mignan Chodeshani, one Mafakvik with him back and forth, some go with him, some don't. But it comes out that all these cases over here, gets involved with Nocha Shiloh. Who defines what's going on over here? You ask the company why they're doing it for? Or you ask the eater why you're eating it for? That's another Mavucha, fourth problem, Nigeh had a paskin in these cases. Maybe I don't go after me, I go after the company. One last point, is when you say Kol Sheishboy on the Hey Minim, let's say you have Hey Minim, but the Brach is Boy Priyadoma, the first half of Sif Bey is over here. Why? Because the case is a whole kernel. It's a case that's chai. It's a case that's roasted. What's the loch in that case? You say kol sheishboy on things that are bari priya adama. In itself, did not get the chshivas yet of being a mezainis. So be'etzem, we'll get to sif vav, I'll see it's machlokes mishibura versus the Magen Avraham. When the kisugya, we'll get to sif vav, Magen Avraham says the loch is still as the klal kol sheishboy. It's a hey minim. The ma'aseh does give you sfiyah. It does give you mazon. It's boring me name is Zainus. Again, we're not making that bracha. But it gives you mazon. Mishibruah, the ikhtas from the Nako this way. They have an oizah, they pass an aloha of a kert. Has to be a case that has a chshivas inside the bracha shabai. Go through different cases. First case in this case is either when you have the case of meat with flour inside or gefilte fish with flour inside. First, Tullus Roma said that gefilte fish had flour inside. I thought it had, did not know it had flour. I asked my wife to make sure. She said, yeah, of course it's flour. It's chomet stick. What do you think? Fine. But, myself, I thought everything's chomet stick. But at Eshia, the comes out, all gefilte fishes, unless it's on Pesach, myself has flour inside. So the question is, myself, why is that flour inside? So again, the Avnezer points out that they told him three different reasons why it can have flour inside. Either it could be Ladabek, or it could be a case for the texture, why you make it softer, or the case to make it bigger. So again, to the case of the Dabek, stick together. That seems to be this standard example of why we have it inside. This is Avdanezah the Mashag. The loch is Avad Shakal, the fish is the Iker. They did ask the Dabesino and Chelkei and Shuva, the Meister, you're ordering it from a caterer. He's serving it. Meister, what's better for him to put inside? He wants to make money. For him, it's better put inside. flour is cheaper than fish. So maybe he's putting the flour for you to go eat it, because for him, he makes more money as not only Davik. He's putting inside for you to eat, for Sviya. And you're eating what he's serving. So maybe you have to choshes by all these caterers over here that the flour is not putting only the Davik. You have to make case of. So the Dabatina says over that first of all, the caterer might make money the first time, maybe even the second time, but everyone will taste the difference, they won't appreciate it, they won't like it. I mean, it's not business, that's not business sense over here. And the Vandai won't do that for that reason. The only one doing it in the Dabek, otherwise we have false you can fill the fish and no one will buy from them. So you don't have to worry about this Akimt over here. Fine. The Dabek Aloch the Vandai Shakal, Aleph. Let's say you put it inside for texture. You want to make it softer by the meat or cases. So the Abdinazer of Shtermach and Shuvah says, Avada again, it's the Dabek, the same concept over here. Let's say putting in, the Abbasina has a tshuva, the people who are poor, they're putting in Tmamisha Sviya, they don't have enough money, they're putting in for Sviya, says the Paiskim or Jim exam. Avada the Lach over here is a case of Boyamina Mazinus. Osin says, you're putting in for Tam, case of Boyamina Mazinus. Why he holds Tam to definitely get a Sviya over here. But Perkins, when he says over, it depends what he put in, he says, for a while in Aish, they were having a leftover bread, the cook was putting it inside the tuna fish. Leftover bread on Shabbos, he would grind it up, soak it up with oil, put it inside the tuna fish, and the tuna fish had a very thick taste over here, and people loved it. No one chapped what he's doing with the tuna fish, why it tastes great, till they chapped. He's putting bread inside. What brach do you make a thick tuna fish over here? So I went over to our breakfast, and this is what the cook has been doing for a while. What broth do you make over here? So I called in the cook, why exactly are you doing it for? Why are you doing it? Why are you putting it for? So he said, Maisa, save money for the yeshiva, the Eidon likes over here, I'm putting it for taste, people in Mamish enjoy it. Say, Khanami, even though I'm doing it because we're Niyim, but also the Sphia, it fills people up over here, and they enjoy it over here, so I put it inside. So I broke with it, so. Question now, is the Mizainis or Maisi? Now I have to get a different sugya, what broch to make upon it. But it's not a case of shackle. They put in Mamish to fill a person up, to make it not just thick over here, to make more over here. The fourth case in gefilte fish, when making it just big over here. Again, that was Avnei's case. Ipaskin is certainly not a case of shackle. Actually, I don't remember. Right here. I guess I have to get to the sugya. Fine. The fourth case they discussed by gefilte fish is when he makes something big over here. Again, Avnezer has a case. That's why his mother says making it big over here. Not mitzad sviya. Sviya Vadi says it's a case of mezainis. Here, just to make it bigger, he seems to be mitzad the loch over here is to go after the fish itself and shakel. As I said, brach goes this way. Again, the chadnish is brought down different shmuas and ishtemonim, different things over here. And the madani osher gets involved with what is he putting inside. The gefilte fish is not for sviya. I mean, it's for sviya, and he wants to mechalik in the cases. A similar case in this course is by falafel balls. What bracha do you make upon it? Now, the Sfarim say falafel balls has flour inside. I always thought it only has chickpeas inside. The Maisa let him tells me, no, the Maisa has flour inside. So the question is, what bracha do you make upon it? So we had one challenge again, chickpeas we discussed already in Simon Reish Beis on Siv Zayin. Is it a case of Adamo or Shahakal? Is it the Sirasik, the Tzura, the Muruch, the Gavri, or not? The Muruch among the Achroinim. Most Rambam seem to say the minig is shakel. The question is why that's so. Maybe it should be a case of a domo. Here we have a third question now, or second question. Do you make him a Zionist? So the question really is, why are they putting kemach inside the falafel balls? Why are they doing it for? Why are they doing it for? What's the reason? So come along with the Sitzchak, or different brachas from the one taina, if you're doing only the dabek, that seems to be this way, then loch avada is, do you go after not a Zionist? You have to whatever the chumas over here, the chickpeas are. The Maisa or Sien says they're putting it first of all for Sviya, or even for Tam, and therefore Roy Kedura falafel is being sold right now as Bari Minim and Zainus. Now the Maisa Lachur, he is Lashitasa. He comes along and says either with Tam or the case of for Sviya. But he goes after the Locha of Tam as a gedder of Kol Sheish Boy. You go to Mahalach, of either a Berkowitz or a Reuben, that either case of a spice over here, the flour is giving spice to the kaduri falafel, or the side over here, vada in the ikur is the chickpeas over here, and the kamasa is a tofel, a vada the loch is, will not be a case by minazinus. Now, minchura nafmino, what is the loch in the gerit tam, in the shell, what the gerit of kaduri falafel? Main tumul have a big answer to this point over here is what's the bracha on schnitzel? So the answer is very simple. You take out any bracha, any sefer on brachas, and then you have to look at its latest print. Because kamat, every sefer switches. The question is how far, what they do, each one has a lure to it. The question is what to go do with it. So, first, they point out there's a piskei rid, the Gemara daf lamed zayin. The Gemara says by the case of Riato, the loch is, everyone agrees at the end, it's called Sheishbai Grafta Mizainis. Say the Piskei Rid, Riato, the same thing as Melaisos. Melaisos is, says the Piskei Rid, is either Basar or Dagum Gvina, and then the Iker. That means you have an Iker meat over here, you bake it in a tanner, has a Heimine Dagin, you make the loch of a Maiti, or Mizainis. So you have Melaisos over here, that the Iker is the meat. It sounds like there's something around it that you bake in, inside, and you make the ikur, is not going to make a bracha on the ikur of the meat, you make a bracha what's around the mezainis over here. So I saw a couple of people, Piskei Rid, and they told me, obviously you don't pass it like a Piskei Rid, you make it a shakal and schnitzel. So the reason why I saw them Piskei Rid, because brought down by the auger. The auger says, this rieta, which is melaisus, which is pashtida, the same thing. The min dog is the chshivas, and therefore it makes it being the ikur over the basar that's the ikur. This auger is brought down by the Beis Yosef, Kuf Samaches, Sif Yud Zayin, that brings down this Piskei Rid, that's saying, Pashtida is Melaisis, which is Riyata, is brought down by the Mechaber. So Mechaber brings down this case over here. Be clear, the Mechaber brings down an auger that brings down a Piskei Rid, the case of Melaisis, where the basar is the ikur. And you bake in the oven, and you make a bracha of Mezainus HaMaitzi. So this is a starting point where people point out, L'chor, we have a clear case of schnitzel. It's black and white. The Mechaber says that this is a case that we're not making a bracha of shakel. So you have to know, is this a clear case or not? And you have to grapple, is this a dimin or not? There's really no way to prove one or the other. But look at the Piskei Rid, when he says it's over, he sounds like if you think over, it's a pass with lift on the side. Same with Kimto, meaning it's like a knish. A knish, or meat sandwich, has bread around it. Or knish has the crust, the not just the potato you're eating also the crust around it. That's the words of Pashtida, Kuf Samaches of Yud Zayin. What?
Brekas.
Like brekas, yeah, brekas, knish. Brekas, knish, they have something around it. So obviously there, what am I eating? I'm eating both. If I want to eat potato, I'll eat potatoes. Why am I having the brekas with the mezainis around it? I want both. I want both, then what's the halacha? When you bake it as a getter being one, then you go out to the cloud, close your H-boy. Now, is that the case of the Piskei Rid or not? That seems to be part of one of the writers they get a schnitzel, mikan or lekan. What the loch is the same thing or not? Yesh lodem. Maiso. There's those who go after the loch is close your H-boy, goes even by Tom, the one being right from the Rajbo. Case of Piskei Rid. Therefore, Arletzian says all schnitzels are mezainis. The Chodashoni says all are mezainis. Chaim Knievsky says all are mezainis. The Rabbi Forrest in Sefer and after his Malum, he says the proper bracha is mezainis. He writes and he knows people argue and this and this says that. He's marking the Malum, he understands this, he understands that. Maaseh be the cloud, Kol Sheishbai has tam, the loch is mezainis. And there certainly are people out there who make mezainis, or the Chosh of Malchim mezainis. And even and those who are being Chosh, they point out you can't prove the other way. Again, the Agdolim will say the loch is mezainis. Atzad Hasheni, it's brought down in Torah Vayro in Chilakei. This is question to Moshe. Moshe says, "Oh, well, the loch is avada. This is even though it's the tam. What am I eating? The chicken inside. That's the ikur over here. If you make a shakel and schnitzel, avada make a shakel over here. By the bracket, I'm eating both. Meisel in Rivas Ephraim in Chilakimel." It's brought down that Shmuel first says over that Moshe did not say that. Avada and Moshe holds on all these cases of schnitzel you make in Mazinus. Kol Sheish Boy. Now, Luluk Freud, we must find from Shmuel first. Torah Vayro was printed in Moshe's lifetime by his own yeshiva. So it was printed in the 1970s, and Moshe was alive over here, by his own yeshiva over here. L'chor Yifaro Torah V'ro, and that what River Zephraim means out of Chel Gimel from Shmuel first. But therefore, Moshe says the case over here is Shakal. Maisa Emes Yaakov Yaakov Kamenetsky says that way, about the best ik over here, whether it's Nossi goes this way, or Sharma goes this way, or Vazan the Maisa, there's Shuva Bad in the Chelik Dalit. He said, Avada, the Didi, Poshit, to me it's Poshit over here, the old Schnitzel over here are a case of Shakal, that's the come to go eat over here. And Chaspri, Yaakov Yosef, and therefore Vazaisa Broch, and the prince now, or the prince of the past 15 years, have been a case that he writes, and the standard Schnitzel, the case over here is Shakal. Shai Brocha says the case over here is Shakal, and it seems to me the Ikran Hogan and Klal Yisrael is a case of Shakal. Whether you want to say that's the ik over here, and avada the coating is only a tuffle over here, or berkut zemalach, whether you want to say the coating is only a spice over here, the ik avada case of the meat. Now the Gedim Shlomo Zalman, the way of the Markoin, when he brings down the Shur Chelek Gimel, Sil Meister, for years he said Mazainis, now he's chaser to say a case of Shakal, fine, which Shlomo Zalman is chaser. Liashiv has brought down that before says, I went to Liashiv and I asked him. Liashiv told me it's Mazainis. Yash told me. Maisel, and there are certain farm bring down the Sedim of Zainus. Bech Sananim brings down the Yisrael B'Yashiv. B'Yashiv says, the Maisel should make two brachas, on the meat, Shakal, and on the coating of Zainus. Save Markoin said the Yisrael B'Yashiv. B'Yashiv says, no, you only make a Shakal, he was chayz over here. Asher Ish went this way. The Piskei Lachas of Rav Kroll, he come along in the Yisrael B'Yashiv. B'Yashiv says, he's chayzish, therefore, be'ik a Shakal, we make a bracha, something else from the Zainus over here. So four different shmuas from B'Yashiv, what to go do? It's clear that Rav Mendelbaum, I spoke to him about it personally, said yes, Rabbi Yashiv was Chazer, and he went over to him different times and got him stuck over here. The question is, what came last? Where is the Chazar coming from? And to make us feel a little bit better, we learn the sugya that we don't know what we're talking about. If you know, the general seem to have Chazars and Malumas over here, people won't swarm about it. This is for our own guy that makes us feel better. Otherwise, it's a big shadow what to go do. Now, they do point out that the swarm is causing standard schnitzel. They come along, Bezaisa Brock, and says, the ones you sell in the store are thin coatings. There's something that has a thick coating to it. Now, I'm not clear exactly what he means, unless he means like a brick or something like that. But something that has a thick coating to it, I'm not sure what they mean by thick coatings.
20% chicken, 80% other stuff.
They're saying the coating is thicker, and you're saying the coating is the same amount. And okay, the way I'm bringing it out, there's a coating that's very thick over here. And even on that, the ones that are very thin, the oilim still make shakal, because that's still what I'm eating. Right? Again, you still say, even though they're very thin, I'm still eating the meat over here. There seems to be a case that something is very thick coating over here. That the same bracha, he says the Yisra Moshe, that, he says the case of Mazainus over here. The Yisra Shalom Zalman, the Yashiv, which a thick coating sounds like you're eating both, it's like a knish or a brekha, you want both, then you have Kal Kol Sheish Boy. What do you have a thick coating for? Asada Sheni, Avazin Shuva says, I'm not Shuva, Avazin Shaya bracha says, why Mechalik? Seif Kol Seif, I'm eating what? It really depends how you understand the vart. I'm eating the meat. And this is a more of a spice over here. It's bigger, but still a tough one. I'm still eating the meat over here. So even on thick, numerous form of not machalic. The fact that not machalic, either they don't know, I'm not sure they knew what's going on over here, or not machalic because they didn't stand. Once you have the svar over here, that circle soif, the ikku is the meat. Circle soif, this is a spice over here, should not make a difference over here. Therefore, Ravosner and Dar, those seem to not be machalic. There's a starkest svar, Apia Vonishaboy, not to machalic, say schnitzel is always a case of shakal. Meister, what to go do?
Shackle.
Oh, so he comes along and says, Shackle Mazaynus, call Shackle. We'll get to Sugi by Rice, the Sharitzim points out. Even on everything that you make a Mazaynus, Yoitza, even though it's Shackle, unless it's water or Melech. So Meister, you make a Mazaynus, Yoitza, make Shackle, Yoitza. Now the question really is, what do you come out with? If you came out of the Sugi and the Ikka should be Mazaynus, but you're afraid, make a Mazaynus. Because anyway, it's not the Brochus Chal. If you come out, be'ikir shakal, make shakal. If you really mistopik, then the klal is you make shakal. If you really mistook, you have no clear rayas. Then even though you yaitza, well, if you eat, the bracha achorina is the mount, if you eat mezayis k'day achilas pras, you can start klaring. But usually you don't eat a gezayis of k'day achilas pras within 3-4 minutes, so it won't really come up. The kimto. Yes, it'll be always bonafoshis. We would starve too. Yeah, the coating here, come out and will never be.
Shit, it's only a bit.
So Maisa comes out again, the different parts keep different hookers. the Yir Shemaims, or people don't learn the Sugya. Each one on to their own. Some people make the two brachas. People have different halachas and yeshiva, different things you want to go do. But again, there are clear that's not clear. Don't feel bad about it. But the difference far is over here. A similar case in this course is something called Botnim Amerikaim. These American nuts. Now, America never sold them. So, Botnim Amerikaim is basically when you have nuts and you have the flour around it. Okay, I don't go to bars, don't know what beer nuts are, I've never seen them in America, but I see them all over here. Everyone sells Botnim Amerikaim. So, fine, we have these nuts over here. What rock do you make of these Botnim Amerikaim? It's a note with a thick coating. A thick coating, yeah. A thick coating. So that comes with the ink in this farm. Then they come out, whether the nut is real or not, about why you're buying the Botnim Amerikaim. Because you want the flour with the sugar and the nut. And they come on this farm and say, this is a good example of Kol Sheish Bay. This is an example of where they make a case of Mezainus. Hagam, they yesel b'yashav and after yashboy, he wants to mechalik, this is the ikitam, or is it tafeltam. The passion this farm say over the symbol the loch of here is that this is a good example called sheish boy because the etzem I want both you say called sheish boy. Another question is what bracha do you make on licorice? Now licorice meaning the candy licorice. Now I went around the chaburo. It seems to me that most chaburos seem to argue the question. One said mezainis, one said shakal. I did get a few that agree to each other. Most of them seem to disagree with each other, and some disagree with themselves. So the question is, what exactly make a licorice? Now, first, what is licorice? Licorice is really an extract from something, and really is a liquid over here, and therefore they have to put it on top of something. So you have a liquid, and that's putting it on top of corn or on top of flour. So the question now is, what broch do you make a licorice? So first thing, what do you go do? So the Sefer Makor HaBracha, he says you don't know why they're putting the flour inside for, what the reason is. So he went to Is Bashkis, Is Bloom, he went to the candy companies, they said, why is that so? Why are you putting flour inside licorice? So they wrote back in the letter, they're putting inside number one for the body and number two for the taste, doing it for both reasons. And therefore, Bashkis wrote back and said, we asked Rav Moshe or HaBracha, Rav Moshe says you make a bracha boy bina mezainis. The Rekha Bracha says also, the Rekha will also bring down this way, making Bracha by Mezainis. They asked one, they bring down other places, they asked for Moshe what to go do. Moshe says he takes the flour, they said yes, so you make a Bracha by Mezainis. Maisi asked for Berkut, what Bracha to make. He says he points out the fact that there are different ones in the market. There are the string ones, and there are the thick ones, and the gooey ones, and the Twizzlers, and the nibs. And people like different ones for different reasons. And a lot of it is due to the fact that there's flour inside, and the flour is affecting over here. And therefore, people are sometimes eating it for svia. If you're hungry, it satisfies you more than a case of a candy. And people are choosing different ones. Avada has a gedo that you be machshivit beside the mezainis shemoy, and therefore you make a bracha boy mina mezainis. So we have again a moishel. They bring down that way. The pashka says that they told mezainis, and Rav Berkowitz says over. He says, you know, those numerous people disagree with him, but he says all the time, if you're asking me, you make a bracha boy mina mezainis. Yeah, he says the best amount of people are usually choosing it for. Now, Atzala Sheni, the Makar Bracha, after being examined Pashkas, he says the Maisa asked the companies and why they're putting in the flour for. All the companies wrote back, the Maisa, the flour is bland. There's no taste to it, like coming to put inside the taste. That even though maybe Pashkas don't give a taste, or one who wrote back wasn't sure, Bernard Levy, whoever he is, but he was the Kashas administrator. But the Maisa comes out that the Makar Bracha says, the company said, the mice is written, it's bland, there's no taste of the flour over here, it's purely the case of Ladabek, has to be put on top of something. Someone wrote to Rabbi Forrest and says, the mice, the first ingredient on top of the licorice is the case of flour. And therefore, Lecholpach, we have the Taz over here, it should be the case that flour is Raiv. Inside the Taz, you make a Bracha Boy Mina Mezainis. So Rabbi Forrest wrote back and says, the mice, first of all, the fact that he's saying it's Raiv, I looked around, it's usually about 20%. All the companies, 25, 30, maybe get to 35, it's not Raif. Second, he checked all the companies, whether kosher or not, it's never the first ingredient. Usually the third, once in a while it might be the second. The first one is always a case of cornstarch. That's number one over there. Therefore, it cannot be Metzias, if you know the way American companies write, It goes by percentages, first, second, third. It's never number one, maybe two or three. V'oid, even if you tell me that it is number one on the package that you found, doesn't mean it's Roiv. It means it's 30%, I think it's 20, 20, 20. No, right, that's Roiv. So he comes along and says, by force, that Maisa, it's bland over here. Never Roiv. You won't get involved with the Taz. You won't tell me the Taz itself is Mesopic, which I've even packed like the Taz. And therefore, he comes along and says, Avada, the Ikru is for the sugar and the corn, and other things that are inside over here. It's only the Dabik over here. And if it makes a kinder shackle, and might look at the Brachas books, Vizaisa Bracha, the same Bracha, Pnei HaShulcha, Mishnah Bracha, Shaya Bracha, they all say Kesher Shackle. That means the Brachas books say all Shackle. Everyone says that way. This is Berkowitz said, yeah, I know. Let's think they're wrong. Now, it could be over here, you can get involved. Another question, I think Lava gets involved with the question, the last Shaila, do you go after the one making it or the one eating it? If you go after the one making it, and you have to ask the companies, what are they doing it for? The companies have an argument, what are they doing it for? You have to know who's semich upon the companies. But if you go after the one eating it, which has a starker svaro, numerous people, and me including, numerous times I eat it, mitzvah sugya svia. That means if it's at the end of a Shabbos meal, it's fine. That's one reason. But numerous times, let's say 2 hours ago to Seder, you didn't have a good lunch, you missed lunch, you need something to fill you up. Everyone knows what fills you up. Either peanuts fill you up, or licorice that has flour inside fills you up, gives you svia. Candies don't fill you up. And numerous times, and in my family, we argue the Shabbos meals, what licorice tastes better? Which ones are better? I personally like the ones that fill you up over here. It's a svia taste, makes things better that way. So if Felix is not clear, me, myself, one time I make a shaka, one time I make a mezainis, who like? Maybe yeah, maybe no. Depends if it's nibs or twizzlers over here. Yeah, but it could be both, corn and flour. Flour fills you up. It's a muzzling. Corn also can fill you up. Usually less, but see us. But I'm doing it to fill me up. I don't know what the percentage over here is. But I'm doing it to fill me up. A lot of people tell me they're doing it for the taste. We're going to evaluate the taste over here. But they're doing it also. They enjoy the sphere out of it. Even a Shabbos meal, if you're not in a hotel, you don't fill yourself fully up. And this gives you more of a sphere to it. So you are eating it because you enjoy the sphere taste over here. Or the sphere that comes out from it. What is that exactly? Which, again, I hear that very stark. You start clanging with the same person. You can switch over here. Tell me, people make different things over here. Why do people like one licorice over another licorice? What is that? Is the textures are different? Is the taste different? Where the taste coming from? A lot of questions in Metzius and Halacha how to apply the case of licorice. Sif Dalet.
What's the bracha
coin
on
Twizzlers? Let's get a bracha coin. We're getting Sif Dalet. That's bracha coin, right? Sif Dalet, though, we have a case over here of something that is not a Maisa Gedera. You have something that's raw over here, something that's roasted over here. You have these, either the whole entire kernels over here that was not stuck together. These cases over here are cases of a Bari Priya Domo. Now, why is that a double for? Because that's not the derech to eat it that way. People are not the derech to eat things that are either roasted or raw. Raw is not a derech. Let's take raw. Raw is not a derech. The obvious question is, we learned some Nuresh Beis, and we learned some Nuresh Gimel. Over there, discussed by Peris, not the derech to eat it raw. What bracha do you make? Shakel. Vegetables, not the derech to eat it raw. What bracha do you make? Shakel. When you cook it, it's a dumb or eats. Kor kemach, not kemach, the kernels over here, kreis chita is not derech to eat it raw. Says the Mechaber, what bracha do you make? You make Adamo. Why? It's not the Derech. So you go back to Halacha Tzimun Reish Beis Sif Yud Beis. Be Halacha Isis Kasho. So first he sends you to the Mogen Gebarim, who's quoting a Chidah, who's quoting a Piskei Rid, and it's true with the Isis question. Piskei Rid wants to answer, Shani Mini Zroim Dechashivi. Zroim are different than the Choshev. I'm not clear what that means, why is Zroim any different over here. Maisa Bishwur does not bring it down. He says the own Mahalach, that Mozoin is different, the Chshivi. Mozoin. That even though it's not the derech to eat this way, but since circle, at the end of the day, it gives you nourishment, it gives you Mozoin, therefore you give the bracha of Bari Priya Adam on top of it. That's his teretz. That even though it's raw and not the derech, you make a doma, it's not the Chshivis of Mozoin over here. Ke'in zeh, the Sharetzin Sim Nureish Dalet. Yes, the question that if people do not plant it to eat it in this way, lay not that die to the Hachi, you should go down the bracha. Against it, the Sharitin, the few that I answered beforehand, in the Bialocho, that's something that itself is Choshev Mitzad the Sugil Muslim, he also will keep the Bracha as a Domo Mitzad the Sugil Muslim over here. So he has two questions. He answers them with the same insight. Why not change brachas mitzad either leinota adai to the achi, or mitzad is not after either raw? Why mitzad the chshivas a muzzin? Fine, one concept. Now, in this halacha here, a kamlung and says the person eats these things dogin chai. I oser kloyes. I shall vagarnim shleimim. The halacha only make adama. So let's take the case of kloyes. It's roasted over here. What happens when these kloyes over here are not garinim shleimim? Is a halacha bari minim and zaynis, or is it bari pri adama? That means you have something that's roasted. We'll get to a very simple case over here. That they took off the bran. The bran's off. You had the kernel and you roast it. It went from raw to being roasted. The question is, how do you stand the mechaber? Is the klal v'agarinim shleimim going back only on sholik? Is it going back also in the case of kloyos? So I see l'maisa the mevakshe Torah says even if you take off the clip over here, he wants a taino avas hadama. Kloyos is a thing by itself. Shamay nisim does a cap when he brings it down. He just says no. He wants to say the idea of shleimim is going back in everything, and therefore the lach is a case of mezainus. Maisa Falcon in Sefer. He might say Klez's question, what is the pshat in the Mechaba? How do you read it? Do you read Imamish Klez's Chakira? What is the Avonah? We have three cases. Don Chai, Osi Kloyes, or Sholok, Vagarinim Shleimim. Where do you put the period? So it depends what Shulchan Aruch you have. Maisa Rafal comes along and says that you read it, one case Chai, case of Kloyes is the second case, and then Sholok, Vagarinim Shleimim is the third case. It's one entity by itself. Shleimim is going back in the case of Sholok being cooked. Mashenkin Kloyes roasted, even though there's no clipa to it, still is a case of bari pri adamo. What's nafkamino? What they call, someone eats shalva, puffed wheat. You have these breakfast cereals, whether it's Honey Smacks or Post Golden Crisps, or what they call Tony the Tiger. Whatever you have over here, batsim is roasted or puffed wheat over here. What rock do you make out of it? It's roasted wheat, but there's no bran to it. The klipa is off. So you read this form, part of the shal is, how do you read the mechaba over here? What bracha do you make on shalva? Shalva is an Israeli cereal, right? Shalva? What bracha do you make upon that? It's kloyes without the klipa over here. Meister, come on, all this form come along and say, it's not nichla get of gedeo, it's a case of adamo. Whether it's of Shlomo Zalman, this question, or the Oletzian, or the Yashuv, or Sharmug, or Vosner, or Chodeshani, they all say the case of sugar crisp and puff wheat cereals, the mice is the case of Adoma. That means they seem to be learning the case of the Shulchan Aruch, that Garinim Shleim is going back only in Sholik, another case of Kloyos. I can't remember when they asked Moshe this question, he had one tshuva saying Adoma, he had another tshuva saying he's not clear, maybe the case of Mezoinus, and therefore if you look on certain bracha charts, they say, it's either Adoma or Mezoinus, either one's fine. And I keep quoting on Moshe. Moshe himself says he's not clear. Is that Domo Mezainis? Part of the question is exactly how do you read this, the sugya over here? So to get to these puff cereals, number one, you have one question. To get to what is Bracha Achoyna? When they discuss this thing, they discuss that's very good Bracha Achoyna. We have Nochabaya. Bracha Achoyna. Says it's a Bracha. Says it's a Sharia Bracha. How in the world are you eating these cereals? Do you have to bench? I'm sorry, not bad. You have to say main cholish, or say bonafoshus, which leads now to the second half of the sugya here in Siftalit. That means we have a case of kloyos. It's very simple over here, a case that's roasted. What brach do you make upon it? Brach rishayna, adomo. Brach achonis in the Rambam, it's adomo, it's bonafoshus. Come on, toises, navlam and zayin, he clears. Well, some call sois, it's the heiminim, with machshavit, we say a case of main cholish. Which main cholish? Ala Michia, I can't say. Let's say Ala Domo Val Priya Domo by the Siyum. Then he was Chayzer. Could we never find this Nosach anywhere? Chayzer is Chayzer, he's not clear what to go do. And therefore, when the Mechaber brings it down, he says, Stam, the Loch Shakel. However, Chayzer disagrees, and therefore he ends off saying that a person should not eat it, only Mutai Chasudo. That means that Loch Lemaisa, what to go do? Only eat your puff cereal, your sugar crisp, and your Kellogg's and Post, whatever it is, only Mutai Chasudo. Why? Because we hold that the brach in the foshes is not chal for your alamechio, or vice versa. That means all these cereals of shalva, Chur Mamish has this question over here. What to go do? The fact that people eat it, says the Mishmur, let's say you do eat it, and you're not eating him tarchasudo, says the Paiskim, Mishmur Magavam, we paskin, like the simple reading of the Mechaber, make a bar in the foshes. That means on the cereals, if you ask me what to go do, don't eat it unless you wash. If you do eat it, wearing the fashis. But don't eat it, says the bracha. Says the shayar bracha. That's the mechab over here. Which now leads to what everyone discusses as granola bars. What bracha in Rishayna and Achrayna do you make on granola bars? So first, to get a granola bar, to get a bracha Rishayna, there are three questions you have to discuss. Number one, how are they making the granola bars? Are they cooking it? Are they roasting it? Are they steaming it? And the answer is very simple. Every company is doing different. And even the same, even every company can be making different runs, making it differently. So let's go through the three different ways of making it. If it's a case of bishul, you cooked it together. So what happens over here? The maisa, they are a case over here that's chatzoim, that's split over here. And they're stuck together over here. So what's halacha? It's cooked, granola bars, mezainis, bracha rishayna. If it's a case of only roasting it, that's over here, sif dalid. Sem Shlomo Zalman, Sem Shlomo Yashiv, Sem Shimer, the Lachid of Adi, it's by Priya Dum over here. What? By roasting. They're not Mechalik. It's roasting it. They're not cooking it. Not my Sikidero. However, newest people, what they're doing, they're steaming it. Which now leads to the second question. What is steaming? Is that Bishul or is that roasting? That means they say, oh, well, what Nature Valley granola bars are doing, and they're steaming it. That means everyone likes discussing Nature Valley granola bars. What are they doing? Steaming. So that leads to the second question. What's the luck of steaming? Is steaming an act of cooking or an act of roasting? So it says, or let's see in the Esther, El Yashiv, of Hanum says, of that is case of cooking. Cooking, what it means is same bracha Esther Shlomo Zalman, Rapelsky, same bracha passing that way, of that, that's roasting. That's a dumb over here. So we have, number one, we have one question over here of what the loch over here is, what the mitzias is. Number two, when you have steaming, that's the second question, what is? That those that come along and say by steaming, the Yisrael Shammah goes Shnobach, say if you steam it, before you make it, is it going to be eaten or not? Is it going to be eaten? Avada, that's an act of cooking. If not going to be eaten, you have to do other processes, won't have the chshivas over here. Depends if it's going to be eaten after you steam it. A third question over here in the Bracha Rishayna is how they put granola bars. They put a lot of honey inside. They put honey inside. The act of cooking is with mashko. The vash is one of the zayin mashko. So when they put honey inside, is they have a gedo being cooked now? Mitzad the dvash, shaboy. Not mitzad the bishul or the steaming or the roasting. The dvash itself is being put inside and being heated up and being cooked over here. Which leads now. How much dvash they're putting inside? Yisrael Berkowitz says you have to find out. Bringing a lot of dvash inside is bishul. A little dvash inside is for taste. That's not bishul. It's being roasting or steaming. So you have to find out at another point how much dvash and is dvash going to get a bishul or not?
How is the dvash cooking?
Because they're making it. There's a lot of dvash inside. And it's, being, it's very hot, bubbling over here. So it's like a liquid. It's like a liquid bubbles and cooks it. The dvash also cooks it over here. So it comes out. Is it Michelle of Bishalakam? I hear, I have to think about that. So it comes out that we have first. I don't think it's Olo Shulchan Malachim, so I don't think that's a question. So I think Bishalakam is fine. So first, again, the Bracha Rishayna, three separate questions. What the process is? If the process is steaming, what the Loch of steaming is? Number three, what's the mitzias negate of vash? How do we apply this to your dvash? At the end of the day, you make a mezainis, yoytzer. Make a dama, yoytzer. Make a shakal, yoytzer. So you don't feel that bad either way. Yoytzer. The question is, what's the correct thing to go do? The question now is, the fourth stage, what's the bracha achrein over here? What to go do? Says Ramah, don't eat it unless p'tay chasudo. That means do not eat. I'm sorry, Shulchan Aruch Mechaber says, do not eat it only p'tay chasudo. You should not eat that way. So let's say you want to be a person who follows what's said in Shulchan Aruch. A gam, if you're stuck, you make a shakal. What to go do? So the OU just makes a cheshbon over here and says in the Nature Valley granola bars, they count how much flour and how much oats is really oats inside, what percentage, and how much you have to eat in less gedechilis pas, less than gedechilis pas will get to the shear 3-4 minutes. So how much can you eat and not worry about brocha achorino? They make a cheshbon and says, if you say the size of Gezayis is 27 samak, on that number, that means go Ke'inim Chayimah, then if you eat less than 1.5 granola bars, the amount of oats they're eating is less than the shear of Gezayis Kzei Chilas Pras. That means everyone knows it comes 2 bars inside. Eat 1.5, the amount inside is going to be less than 27 samak. Now, they gave you certain assumptions. That means if you want to tell me the size of Gezayis today is 17 samak, like Chaznish, like M'chaim said over, if we make a bracha coin on that, you didn't gain much. You have to have something that's less than 1 bar. Tell me the size of the Gezayis b'zman hazeh, at least be choshe that way, is 6 samak, you can not eat anything. So, this H that they're giving you is going with anocha, which they say they is their paiskim, a belskim of Shechta, says, negate this, which in itself is a sophic, we can be samech upon the halacha, the metzias, that the shia of Gezayis is 27 samak. Therefore, only make a bracha choyna of a burn of fashas, and not main cholish. Therefore, there are people who follow this anocha, they eat less than 1.5, won't be a problem. Now, we learn the sugya is not that simple. The cheshbon, you can read the sheets, how they got to the number over here, the numerous questions you get involved with. Just the reason why you should not feel that bad with these questions, because at the end of the day, Mishpura says, it's Barnum Fashas anyway. That means they're taking on the Chumrah, and they're trying to get around the Chumrah with certain sheetahs which Yesh Lodin with. The last sif over here, we get to Heimine Dog and what Brock can make upon it. The case of Kemach and Sifei. Kemach, we have a Gemara and Daf Lamavov. Gemara and Machlokes Reb Yehuda and Rav Nachman. Is it a shakel or case of Bar Pri Adomo? Maiso, we paskin that on case of Kemach in itself, is a case shakel. The question is clear in Rashi. Is Gemara discussing a case of Mamish ground of flour? Or Taisa wants to say it's bigger pieces over here. Shail the Rosh, the Riff over here. Maisa our kemach, we make a shackle. The Gemara says, why? Once you ground it up and lost its tshuva from being adomo, you made it a flour, and since as an eloi achinoi, as an other eloi apas, hagami eating it as flour, since not get to ikir shivas over here, therefore the case over here shackle. Therefore, whether it's the kuliyamo kemach shackle, whether it's only machlokes Yehuda and Rav Nachman, we pass him kemach shackle to the paiskim. Apisvara, every dough is the same thing. A dough, you put flour and water together. It's not get to Ike Luya of Pas yet. Therefore, since you change it and not get to Ike Maila Pas, what's a local dough? Shackle. What about cookie dough? Cookie batter. What's a local in that case? So Svaram say, I think that's as far as you want. You want to learn the Sugyo, that even though you people eat it and it tastes good, Mai said it's not get to Ike Luya of Pas. Gam people in Chabur try to tell me there are certain places they sell cookie dough to go eat. But the Ike Luya is pass. And since it did not get there yet, the Ike Luya pass, once it lost its Milo and did not get back to its Milo, a Gami made something else over here, this cookie dough that people want to eat over here, still the Nichol together of Shackle over here. Till it gets being passed over here, or passable Bekistin, has a get over here of not being baked yet, has a get of Shackle. Now, to tell me it's a normal thing to eat cookie dough because they sell it, number one, in Metzias, I have a hard time saying that's a normal thing in society. You might find a place here and there. Number two, I don't think it makes that much of a difference because Soif Kol Soif, not get the Ike Luya being passed yet. This thing is meant to say that way, but flour is Ike Luya's pass. You made a way that cannot get to Ike Luya, but not get the Ike Luya pass yet. It's like Ilo Achrinah pass. Do not get to what's supposed to be. Fine. Ben Hashem, on Sunday, we'll be mamshir go through Sivav, through Sivtes. Slocho.